Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G-Money, and welcome to the show. I am here trying to corral these gentlemen, my nerds that I have had around me for the Nerd Watch for the past God knows how long. And we're joined by someone.
I saw you tried to get rid of us last week.
And I was almost successful.
Does the mic work now?
Yeah, it works fantastically.
Switched off for some reason.
Well, let me start by introducing my crew, yo. first of all, joining us to my left, if you're watching on Facebook Live, it is the man who is the punk rock superstar, the horror aficionado. It is the man we like to call Gannon in the house tonight.
Mighty Gannon.
Also joining us tonight is another man to my right. I must have dropped something. Anyway, another man to my right. He's white. He's an artist, and he draws a comic called The Kukui Project. Ladies and gentlemen.
That's the name of my comic.
and by the way, one more thing. When last week Professor Barry showed up and I said that Todd wasn't going to be here, he could not get here fast enough. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why, Todd Bernardi in the house tonight as well. And
you make me feel real
special.
Good.
Barry's the anti-Nardy.
Yeah, he is the anti-Nardy. Very good.
Yeah.
Also,
can we get a sticker of Todd's face to put on Barry?
I think we should try that. Yeah, we should.
Just for when Barry's not here.
Right.
And then when Barry is here, we peel the sticker off. And
I think we should as well.
Todd's sticker like in the background. Like,
done deal. Bottom. That's a good idea. Yeah. Very good idea. Also,
and like a sticker of Alika's beard. Because he doesn't look like
it
that.
It does look weird, doesn't it, without a beard?
Yeah,
he does look a little strange.
It looks like he aged 10 years since then.
Do you hate the beard?
I hate this beard.
So you're not doing it because
it's not a fashion thing.
On the banner, he looks like Lou Diamond Phillips.
He does.
It looks like 10 years ago.
Bring me back to them sweet Lou Diamond Phillips
days. Also joining us tonight is the gaming guru himself. Format is in the house tonight with monsters and apparently Chex Mix. And
I put that there.
And joining us tonight as well is the chairman of the comic book board, the godfather of comic books, and also the man who is the owner and proprietor of
I think I'm younger than all of
one comic book store in Maui that has two locations. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Maui Comics and Collectibles and the man we like to call Daddy Leaks.
Those two locations are the same location. Make sure to say that.
Oh, they are two locations in the same locations. It's really cool. Anyway, Maui Comics and Collectibles and Daddy Leaks. Ladies and gentlemen, Between the Sheiks with Daddy Leaks is in the house tonight as
A postal anomaly.
It's a postal anomaly. That's the name of the show.
Just get bumper stickers, Maui Comics and Collectibles, a postal, whatever you guys just said.
Anomaly.
How about prolapsed?
Anomaly.
By a postal anomaly.
Stop it.
Don't say that word.
Enough. Don't say that word.
Speaking of prolapse, I rewatched Pee Wee's Big Holiday.
Much better the second time around. I agree with you. All right, let me get to the last of my introductions. Also joining us tonight is a man who is a future Hawaii Film Critics Society member. He is also an expert in the field of
movies.
How
do you know that? Is it rigged?
It could be. He is also the man who is in charge of Now This
Who's
Is Entertainment.
Standing in the way of his nomination?
Stop it. You can find him on Instagram, on Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Aaron. He's in the house tonight as well.
Aaron, what's going on?
Thank
That's
you
the only reason why you're not in is because G's been saying no this whole time.
Yeah, this is the test. If you can stand being next to Todd for the next hour, you're in.
DJ, Sam.
I'm sorry.
I survived this long.
Yeah, you did. You did a good job.
Barry can't handle it.
You guys can watch us right here on Facebook Live. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdwatch. Follow us on YouTube as well. Follow us on Instagram at @_nerdwatch. And if you want to download the podcast, you can download it at Audio Boom, iTunes, Stitcher, and any other podcast aggregate that carries the
Stitcher,
Nerd
that's
Watch.
Where we go to pick up other podcasts, right?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct.
Aren't we on Tinder, too?
That
we
sounds are, shady.
Yes. Whatever you do,
and
swipe
Grindr.
Right on the Nerd Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of us.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I think that's wrong.
It's a package deal.
It's a package deal. Well, listen, I got something to share with you guys.
This is
definitely...
Talk about prolapse, am I right? Am I right, fellas? Yeah.
We got the comic book list coming up, and this goes in perfect with the comic book list. I got to watch all 6 episodes of Robert Kirkman's Secret History of Comic Books.
I didn't get to see that yet.
It is fantastic. fantastic.
What did you watch it on?
I watched it on AMC.
It was on TV?
Yeah. Mm. So I ended up...
I don't have TV anymore.
Yeah. No. Well, technically, I ended up watching it. I ended up recording it, and I got it. Yeah. So anyway, I watched all six episodes. They were all very good. They started with Stan Lee and Jack Kirby's relationship. Jack the King Kirby, and Stan the Manly. And there was another episode.
Yeah, I wonder how that ended.
Yeah. After watching that, it was interesting to me after watching that episode. It almost feels like, for as much as I love Stan, I felt like him going, I don't know why Jack left, felt a little hollow to me. Like, he kept talking about why Jack left Marvel, and I'm like, come on, Stan.
Do you really think he's going to, completely ruin
career
and reputation he's built for himself by being 100% honest? Come on.
He's gonna ruin his career by sexually harassing his nurses.
Hey, you're going to stop right now before we get into any trouble. Stop it.
That all also right. went away. Nobody's talking about it anymore. Yeah, nobody cares.
That went away in like two days.
In this documentary, this six-part documentary, they talk. Every episode is a different part or a different section of comic books and how comic books have affected even society. They had one on 9/11, which is a fantastic one. They had one. One of my favorite episodes was the one that had what was the name of the Milestone Comics. They had with Milestone Comics, the guys Dwayne McDuffie, the guys who made Hardware and Static and all those guys, the first African-American centric comic books. Good stuff. That was a great episode.
They were independent.
Yeah, they were right, but they were also attached to the hip with DC, though. DC was kind of funding them.
After a little while.
So they were funding – DC was funding them the whole time. Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it.
You need to watch it because actually they were they were stuck at the hip at DC at the beginning because DC was backing them up.
I just finished a really good book by Reed Tucker called Slugfest, and it's about the competition between DC and Marvel for the last 50 years.
Yeah,
and it's totally written by a Marvel fan.
Oh, is it?
Like you can't.
Then Marvel won again.
Yeah, it's like Marvel.
Welcome, Bronze Age.
DC was a loser, and then 1961 happened, Marvel, and then they stayed a loser for 50 years.
Sounds like a short book.
The secret.
It was 256 pages. I read it.
One of the other episodes on that show was the one about Superman, Schuster and Siegel, and they called it The Trials of Superman. Very good episode as well. It was very nicely done.
Trousers of Superman?
The trousers.
Oh. Well, they're
coming back.
They are coming back.
The trousers are back on the outside.
They are.
I'm just irritated that that's like the biggest part of that story.
I can die
happy. The 1,000th issue of Superman and his underwear is back.
I can die happy. Oh, what's happening? What's going on with his mom and dad? What's Jor-El? What's the planet exploded? Who cares? The underwear's on the outside.
I'm saying. Yeah. It's so stupid.
And then the last episode.
I love it.
The last episode of the Robert.
But after
Kirkman,
that, they're taking them away again, right?
Of course.
Again,
I mean,
right?
you think that the the Fox X-Men movies are terrible because there's no underwear on the outside.
Wait till the 1,000th issue of Detective Comics comes out. They're going to make, Batman's got his underwear back now.
That's the
best milestone we could come up with for his 1,000th issue.
The last episode of the...
So 1,001, they're coming back?
Yeah, 1,001.
Are they taking them away or
no? They're actually bringing the underwear back.
His underwear was getting smaller for the last 30 or so issues.
They're gonna be,
I know, I know, but they're bringing it back for the thousands.
Yeah.
So 1,001. They're
yeah,
taking
that
back
is a valid
away,
question.
Or?
If going forward, it's going to be the same.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's just a one time.
Yeah, they're like just for this issue, he's got it back, but we're going to take him right back off.
All right, really listen. Weird. The last episode of that show was about.
The Nerd Watch.
Was about...
And our impact on nerd society.
No, huge impact.
Actually, something
made.
Even more important than the Nerd Watch, it was about Image Comics. And
oh, yeah, I saw that. That's the one episode
that
I saw.
One,
and McFarlane
that
is constantly tooting his own horn,
fantastic.
That whole thing.
Fantastic. Rob Liefeld.
Todd McFarlane.
Oh, with the formation
totally
of Image.
Todd McFarlane.
Yeah.
So good.
It was good, though, because I got to admit, I was very surprised. I didn't realize that... Jim Lee and because even though it was weird because like Wills Portacio
speaking
was
of
in
bringing
it.
The underwear back, Jim Lee,
right?
Bringing the underwear back that he so cruelly
to go,
took away from us.
Jim, no,
Well, what's interesting is that the story behind like how Image Comics, the original guys, ended up breaking up and coming back together. That was a very interesting story.
It was Yoko.
Yeah, I mean,
Jim's back got sore carrying all those guys.
Right.
Well, the thing was is that I guess apparently what started the breakup was Rob Liefeld and him taking taking his characters and moving them to a Maximum Press, I think it was.
Yeah,
at the time.
Well, that was Maximum. His.
Yeah, and that was, and then he
but
could because he
you know
owned
what
it.
All of this stuff makes for great comics, no matter what. Is like because now I go through older collections, some newer, some from the 2000s and so, and like every era, you can see the history, what's going on in the industry at that time, mm-hmm. what independents are trying to break out. Because we remember, you know, it's not just the story of Marvel and DC,
right?
The history of comics is every era has other, you know, off-title independent publishers that are also putting out stuff that's worth remembering, you know?
Well, what was really cool is at the end of that, I mean, obviously it's Robert Kirkman put his name on it, so he's going to hawk Image Comics, but he was right. Everything that's on that label is pretty hot. I mean... Saga. They said that Saga's like the best-selling comic that they've had. It's a better-selling comic than even Spawn, and in some respects, The Walking Dead. And they say that Saga's doing really well for them.
And, you know, they probably didn't even mention Rat Queens up there, but Rat Queens actually, in terms of volume, does outsell Saga.
They showed, like, a cover.
They showed, like, they showed the covers. Yeah.
They
kind of
showed, like, their popular titles.
Yeah.
That's a way undersold title, and probably.
After watching it, I realized that they were venture capitalists. They were moving forward, like, hey,
well, yeah, I mean,
I'm doing this.
Why, you know, you're making great comics. You want to give it to everybody.
Exactly.
You might as well be the guy getting paid for it.
I think my favorite part was, and I didn't even realize it at the time, was that Rob Liefeld, I don't know who said it, but somebody said in the comic or in the show, they said they were printing it on better paper. And they were doing digital printing.
That's the one thing
before
that
anybody else was.
The one thing that blew me away about Spawn is, first of all, the pages were all the cover material.
Right.
Like up until then, it was all newsprint, everything. Mm-hmm. And so the inside was like, oh, it's all the cover?
Yeah.
And then you're looking and the colors are just as vibrant and bright as on the cover.
And did you know what everybody, Eric Larson, everybody said, even the guys on the outside were saying it was because of ego they did it. It wasn't because they really wanted to do it. They took on the extra expense. Because
but that's
the
thing is, I bet you they didn't like go over this because there's only five episodes. There's only so many you could. But there's been offshoot comic companies like Image that have happened through every era of comics. Like if you remember Pacific Comics or Comico, creators like Neil Adams and Jim Shooter and other people who who participated in Valiant and other comic companies. And even before that, which is one of my favorite comics to collect, very obscure, is the '80s Atlas comics when Neil Adams did a lot of art for them. A lot of famous guys at the time, and I can't even name all of them, but, the quality is there in the comic. It's just nobody remembers any of those characters because they weren't sold through Marvel or DC. But
Can I say this, too? I didn't realize, onto another subject, in the same documentary, I had no idea that Neil Adams was so influential in getting Siegel and Schuster.
Oh, yeah.
I did
he
not know
championed,
that.
Once he learned what
I
happened
didn't know that.
To, like, but, and you know what? Because the hardest part is... He started on Superboy, which was the one character that Siegel and Schuster, before they left for the military, were like, "You don't do that.
Right.
That is over. That is
that belongs to
crap.
Us.
No, but you can't create Superboy." Like they were against that character. They did not want to see that created. And DC just saw an opportunity to make money, and they created Superboy. And Neil Adams was the artist who made Superboy the success.
I didn't know. I had no idea, and that was really cool that I got to see that. So anyway, I recommend it if you can catch it on AMC. Robert Kirkman's Secret History of Comic Books. This should have been like 12 episodes because there's a whole bunch of stuff he missed.
There's so much about the history of comics that you can take a vein and run with it forever. I mean, comics is such a rich. But that just shows you how much is going on right now that you're probably missing out on.
Right.
Like there's so much going on in your present time. You're never going to be able to catch all of it.
So, Daddy Leaks, speaking of missing something, what am I missing this week in new comic books?
You're not missing anything. It didn't come out yet, dummy.
At Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Yeah, it'll be here tomorrow. Don't worry, you missed nothing.
Every single Wednesday here at Maui Comics and Collectibles, new comic book Wednesday. And yes, my friends, you can get them all here at 115 South Waikea Avenue. It is between the Sheiks. Just ask for Daddy Leaks, and he will get you. He will get you the newest
here.
In comics this Wednesday. This Wednesday afternoon, or this coming Wednesday. Check it out. What's new this week in the world of the comic books?
Comic books.
Action Comics number 996. Getting closer to that 1,000, baby.
1,000, baby. Yes.
We're only four issues away.
Yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man 794.
I'm fishing. I fiddled. Just
Cloud, number 7. Black Panther, number 169.
I'm the back.
Ready for the Black Panther movie? Ready?
Yes.
69, dude.
You know what? That the funny thing, and I was actually going to bring up, and not because of the number 69, but 169 has an issue number significance in Marvel Comics for Black Panther in particular. Strange Tales 169 is the first appearance of Brother Voodoo.
Okay.
Which is one of the, I don't know if he's going to be in the Black Panther movie. I haven't really heard too much about it, any of the other characters. I just know about Killmonger and stuff.
Yeah, I think
he's got Black Panther number 1 right over there. Go get it.
Woo! Man. Jack Kirby.
Jack Kirby.
How much is it?
Too much for you.
Probably.
I think it was $80.
Oh yeah, I don't have that much.
Nice.
It's a high grade copy.
Are we doing the premiere of Black Panther, by the way, guys?
Yeah, I got some giveaways for that if we're down.
Fantastic.
For it.
February 15th.
So you don't even know. You're the leader of the Nerd Watch.
Well, I just want to make sure to check with you guys first. February 15th.
El Presidente over here.
Maui Comics and Collectibles and the Regal Maui Mall. We are going to be doing the premiere of Black Panther at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. Check it out. Black Panther.
Tiki Torches.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
Snoop Dogg bought me a ticket, so I'll be there.
Oh, sweet. Fantastic. All right, anyway, moving on.
I didn't know you lived in the inner city.
I do. I do.
Wow.
I do.
Snoop Dogg doesn't live in the inner city.
The hard streets of Loop Town.
Demon, Hell is Earth, number 3 of 6. Descender, trade paperback volume. I don't know why you underline that, because now other people are going to buy it, so you can't.
I don't need the next trade paperback because I've already got all the
Descender is another Image title that's doing really well.
By the way, Descender, that reminds me, on that documentary,
they got optioned by, I think, Columbia.
They reminded me, because not only did they highlight Matt Fraction in that, they also talked about his very controversial Sex Criminals book.
That's coming out tomorrow.
So,
thanks for bearing the lead.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going alphabetical.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Dummy.
I'm stupid.
Shut your mouth.
We're very firmly anti-bullying here at the Nerd Watch.
Yeah.
Except for this idiot over here.
Yeah, except for this moron over here.
And if you guys want to really see a show, watch it for our comments to each
that's
other
right.
on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Legion.
Your wife
one
is watching,
five.
By the way.
Yeah.
Legion.
Hi,
I can't
honey.
Wait for season 2 of Legion to come out.
Is that? Wait a minute. Is that happening?
Legion?
Yeah,
season 2 is happening.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
We know because the guy who was playing Amud Farrakh, the Shadow King, they lost him to another show, so they had to recast that character.
Okay, I had no idea.
I didn't know they were doing it either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New one on me.
That's the only reason I know season 2. I think beyond that, I think we got one or two more years of Fox X-Men created properties before it's Disney starts taking the helm.
Well, the fact that they moved the New Mutants from 2018 to 2019 is pretty much...
To make it scarier, they said.
He called it a hard PG-13. Yeah. The hardest PG-13 you'll ever see.
I suspect some foul play.
Let's watch Nightmare on Elm Street and compare.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, what else what's on that list, sir?
Movie made me pee.
Oh, man. Good night, Jimmy. I'm sorry Night Lumber. Darling didn't show.
All right, get some sleep, Jimmy J. Nice to have you back in the chat, sir. We love you, pal.
Oh, and Jimmy J, by the way, is bringing Jim Starlin and
Ron
Lim.
I saw that. I was just going
to
say that. I saw
the
that.
Amazing Comic-Con.
That's pretty awesome.
In
Jason
August.
Aaron. I think Jason Aaron's.
No, that's Las Vegas.
Oh, Las Vegas.
But Ron Lim, who did the Silver Surfer through the 90s and a lot of the Cosmic through the introduction of the Infinity Gauntlet era.
Nice.
Which is really cool. And Jim Starlin, of course, father of Thanos.
Yeah.
Can't get cooler than that.
Jimmy J always bringing the heat.
He's not watching anymore.
Comic-Con.
Yeah, he's not watching already.
If he's the father, then who's the mother?
I can't wait to see who he brings to Maui Comic-Con.
All right, sweet.
I think he's got like way bigger guys lined up for the next one.
For Maui Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Well,
does he have Todd Bernardi there, for instance?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What else on that list we get through it?
Mega Man Master Mix number 1.
Yeah!
Monstrous number 13.
Mm.
My Little Pony Legends of Magic number 10.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's coming
out
tomorrow.
Phoenix Resurrection Return of Jean Grey number 4 of 5. Doomsday Clock number 3 of 12.
Oh, that book.
What new characters will they introduce in
Alan,
this issue?
Alan Moore's going to love that.
Why doesn't it seem that, Alan Moore was actually on that secret history documentary?
He hasn't written a comic book in decades.
Yeah.
Because he hates everybody who is on the
documentary. Why is the Doomsday Clock not getting a lot of press? And I noticed that it doesn't seem to be...
It's a comic book.
I guess.
Do you know anything about comic books?
Apparently so.
And their press?
I don't.
Because then none of them get press.
I can't, apparently.
So we've got DuckTales number 5.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Woo.
Flash number 39.
Flash.
Gasolina number 5.
Gasolina.
let's see.
Gasolina.
Inhumans Judgment Day number 1. Inhumans hasn't what? We're doing a number 1, yeah.
It's because they have a television
show. They're capitalizing
on
that hit TV
show. If it's anything like a TV show,
that's right.
Pass. All right,
that
next.
ABC money.
The show's so bad that they don't even know if they're going to renew it, and there's a petition to bring it back.
It's so bad they had to put up a petition?
Somebody did.
Oh, no.
Somebody likes that show.
By the way, Jimmy J said that he's planning on coming to the Maui Comic Con.
Woo!
So that's sweet.
Yes,
he wants to see
sweet.
How our real Comic Cons run. That's why.
Oh, hell yeah!
No, he comes to see where he came from and what he's doing now. It's just a reminder.
He's going to slum it with us. So we've got Justice League of America number 23. Why aren't you underlining any of these hit comics, Todd? Raven, Daughter of Darkness, number 1 of 12.
I want
that.
Everybody wants to see another Teen Titan solo.
Redneck, number 9. According to the sales, they do.
Mm.
Sex Criminals, number 21.
There you go.
See, there we go. Sex Criminals.
Sex Criminals.
Southern Bastards, number
Not
19.
Actually about sex criminals.
Mm. I don't know. There's a lot of wieners in that book. I see it.
Criminals.
They're criminals.
Star Wars.
Do the sex.
Poe Dameron, number...
To do their crimes.
Poe Dameron? It's still going?
Yeah.
Technically, it is.
So
about
is
sex
Thanos, number 15.
Nice.
Speaking of Jim Starlin.
Yep. Woo!
Wildstorm, number 11. X-Men Blue number 20, X-Men Blue Annual number 1, and my reorder of X-Men Grand Design number 2 of 2, so I'm going to have both issues 1 of 2. That's something. Ed Piskor's Grand Design issues 1 and 2 have been incredible. Wait, so.
It's a masterstroke in the X-Men universe.
It's going to be 6 total, but they're only coming out 2 at a time.
Okay.
He did a history of hip-hop that's pretty well-respected.
And
Rob Liefeld worked on that, too.
Ed Piskor.
Oh.
I'm surprised that he would lower himself to work for Marvel.
Wow. Holy
kidding.
Crap.
He is.
He has some like
He's wearing
serious...
a Deadpool shirt. Calm down. He's joking.
No. He like Ed Piskor has some real
Wait,
underground
Deadpool's
comics
Marvel?
Cred. He's the protege of Harvey Pekar, who was the protege of Robert Crumb, who's basically the father of all
Thank God you said
comics.
Pekar. I thought you were going to say Weinstein.
Peckers.
Anyway,
it's actually pronounced Pecker.
Yeah. Anyway, that is what you can get here.
A pecker and a pisker.
Yeah.
They're like two peas in a pod, man.
All right, Todd, stop.
Try saying that.
You can get your
fast.
Brand new comics every single Wednesday here at Maui Comics and Collectibles at 115 South Waikea Avenue, right here in the heart.
My favorite
of
words
Kahului.
Start with P.
I'm sure they do, Todd. Now shut up. All right, listen.
like perpendicular.
Yeah.
Like preposterous.
He definitely did not hear that enough as a kid.
No, he did not.
Wait, perpendicular?
No. Shut up.
I heard that all the time.
Or pudendum.
Nice.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, too.
I can't believe you said that.
So,
that's dirty.
Listen, I'm on a time crunch here, but I did bring in a special guest tonight again because he is a professional. Unlike you folk, and he is also
no one here is trying to be professional. no one cares.
We don't get paid enough.
The Oscar nominations.
You
came
pay
out.
Me, I'll care about doing a good job.
The Oscar nominations came out for 2017's films, and Aaron, could you give us the lowdown on the highlights of Oscars 2017? Anything worth noting?
Well, the standout was Shape of Water.
Yeah,
13 nominations.
Apparently,
that's it.
That's it. Yeah, nice, nice. Because Titanic had 13 nominations, right? And only
but
one
that movie
11.
Sunk.
Nice.
Oh man.
So, Shape of Water. Aaron, looking at that. Everybody's seen that film at this table, right?
No. Okay.
Nope.
All right.
Shape of Water.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
So, don't ruin it for me.
Okay, we won't.
Please
ruin
don't
it for
talk
you.
About it. Don't spoil it.
He's a fish.
Aaron.
He's a fish with a guy.
I need to know, do you think that Shape of Water has earned its 13 nominations? Has Guillermo del Toro earned it?
No.
Not even close.
I don't think Return of the King did either when it got all the nominations it got.
But
it won 11.
But to be fair, though,
I don't think it deserved all of them.
To be fair,
though,
was the culmination of an epic trilogy, and they were giving the whole trilogy its due.
It was mercy. That's all.
That's
it was.
What you're right. Exactly.
No, I
it
think
was
that,
like,
I mean,
hey, you guys worked really hard on all three of these, so here's this good enough trophy. You know
no,
what I mean?
I don't know if it's sad. I think that it's just there's no competition that year. There's no competition
what
from...
What came out that year? I don't even remember.
Exactly. Nothing came out this year either.
All the Harry Potter movies.
Right! Well, nothing came out this year.
No, I'm not saying... But, I mean, we don't have like, Fences coming out this year. We're kind of honoring,
I beg to differ, though, because Aaron, Three Billboards, All the Money in the World came out this... those two got nominated. Three Billboards got heavily nominated this
season. All the Money in the World got nominated for Christopher Plummer.
Christopher Plummer, ironically.
Which is funny, because he got thrown at the last minute.
Yeah, he was. Did you?
Kevin Spacey's like, damn it!
But you see, Aaron brought up an interesting point, which I didn't know until he brought it up. Apparently, Christopher Plummer was the first.
Yeah,
he was the original.
He was
the original pick, and so they brought him. They brought him back on after the whole debacle with Kevin Spacey.
There was a debacle with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about it, Todd.
Oh, okay.
Thank
what
you.
What did he do?
Yeah, stop it.
Ask Anthony Rapp.
Oh man! Oh,
do you have
man.
His phone number?
Stop
yeah,
it.
Let
I
me
do.
Call him.
All right. Any other standouts for the Oscars nominations this year?
Dunkirk was 8 nominations.
Right, 8 nominations. One for Best Picture, ironically, which I didn't think it was actually going to get.
That's the. This is the first time that he's been nominated for Best Director.
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan's only been nominated for a screenplay before for screenwriting. He's never been.
Dunkirk's a very good movie, but I did not think with the field as heavy as it was, I did not think that he was going to get it.
The field's not that heavy. That's the argument that I'm trying to make.
All right.
I think the big battle is between Three Billboards and Dunkirk.
Do you really?
Best Picture. Yeah.
It's interesting.
I don't think there's anything else that's kind of.
I was surprised.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I agree with Todd. Like. You could have actually predicted all of them.
Because
every single one of those movies are all the movies that stood out all year long. It wasn't a lot.
I got to tell you.
Now that I think about it.
I got to tell you, though. I mean, as far as snubs go, I was surprised that Blade Runner did not get nominated for Best Picture. Shocking.
And it's not that good. I just watched it again.
I thought it was fantastic.
It's a gorgeous
movie,
but I can see why it didn't get that.
You gotta watch it slower again. Yeah, half speed it. Yeah, you'll see the beauty in it.
I don't have 6 hours.
With that weird synthesizer,
it's don't get me wrong. It's great. It's
They're
a
in flying cars,
movie.
Man. It's weird,
and it had one of Harrison Ford's strongest performances in a
long
time.
Agreed.
But I do not think that movie's deserving of a Best Picture.
All right, fair enough. All right, so Aaron,
but it does deserve Best Cinematographer, which is
absolutely
yes, agreed.
Because Roger Deakins has been nominated 14 times
and hasn't won one. That's right, has not won one.
That is a gorgeous movie.
Can we say that one of the bigger snubs, according to the media, was that Wonder Woman was not nominated for Best Picture?
That's garbage, man.
Hey, yeah.
She
should have
got something nominated.
I do not. Listen. Wonder Woman was not a perfect.
Where's the Oscar for superhero movies, man? What's up, man? Where's Wonder Woman's Oscar?
I think that
Logan got
Suicide Squad got an Oscar. Where's Wonder Woman's Oscar?
I tell you
no
what,
justice in the streets.
Logan didn't. Logan got snubbed, and I think that Hugh Jackman should have got nominated.
Snubbed.
Logan doing getting nominated for Oscar?
Well, it's a Fox X-Men movie,
stop
so
it.
Of course.
Oh. Stop. I hope Bryan Singer gets one too.
Oh, stop it!
They're gonna have to insert it somewhere.
I think in replace of a female-driven movie, Lady Bird was the one that got nominated,
right? By with Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah,
which you saw, right?
You
saw,
did you
see?
I
you haven't seen it.
It's Swarzy.
No, it's Saoirse. Saoirse.
It's Saoirse.
Swazi. Swaziland.
All right. Any other standouts from this list that you can think of?
Oh my God!
There we go.
I'm not a fan of the list.
Well, the one that shocked me the most is Get Out with 4 nominations.
4, and one of them was Best Picture.
And Best Actor
and Best Actor.
Daniel,
whatever his last name.
Kaluuya.
Kaluuya, right? I think it is Kaluuya. Yeah. Get Out. I Get Out's a good movie. I just don't know if it was Best Picture material.
But I think it's doing that whole just to. Get around the fact that movies, African American movies are being nominated. I think that's why
true.
I think if Get Out wins, Key and Peele is through.
Actually,
he's really out to sex
like David Blaine.
Yeah, Peele, Jordan Peele said that he is retiring from acting, or that's what I was reading. So I was like, wow.
Well, he's crazy. Nominated for director.
He's proven himself as director. Why should he?
Absolutely. So Get Out.
He's like, screw you, Keegan.
Also, one of the other, ironically, I was reading that another one of the snubs was Tiffany Haddish for Girls Trip.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a real thing? I heard that movie wasn't very good at all.
Is Girls Trip
a real
movie? It's the
funniest thing I've seen so far this past year.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Interesting.
Did Snatched get a nomination?
Is Amy Schumer in it?
I think it's got a Razzie.
Yeah.
Then no.
But Goldie Hawn is in it. So
yeah, what do you call those
back.
Oscars when you feel bad for the actor because they are hard
a
workers?
A Razzie.
No,
that's their puts you way down.
It's the one that Denzel got before, whatever.
Oh, you mean like the Cecil B. DeMille Award?
No, it's when you give someone an Oscar because of not
an
what
honorary?
They did that year.
A lifetime achievement.
No, when Denzel won for Training Day, it wasn't because of Training Day. It's because he's Denzel and he deserved an Oscar.
Oh,
you know, like that.
Okay, you mean like, yeah, right.
Oh, the Oscar Pity Award.
Yeah, like a pity Oscar.
So you're saying like for the work that he was snubbed on, this is the one he gets it for.
Boom.
Gotcha. All right. I see what you're saying. Okay, here's the lead. You buried the lead, though. You're telling me I need to watch Girls Trip, Aaron. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, it's honestly not that bad.
Wow, it's holy funny. Crap, man. I can't believe
it. And she's the one that actually announced the nominations this morning.
And I heard it was a debacle for her. She did not do
She said
well.
Daniel Kaluuya's name wrong.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, well, he knows his name.
I'm not even sure we're saying it right.
Yeah.
Kaluuya, right?
I don't think that's it.
I don't think it is.
We're saying it like Hawaiians would say it.
I guess it is true. It's a good point.
It's Kilauea.
It's good. David Kilauea, obviously.
Kilauea.
It's David Kahului or whatever.
Kahului, whatever his name is. Also on that list of what did we get for animated film?
Coco. Yeah.
Coco, obviously.
Anything you can say. I know somebody who worked on the production team of Coco.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That poor sad sap.
They did catering.
What else? Why can't I hear you again? Did you turn your mic off?
I think you turned his thing down, actually.
Sure.
I saw you over there.
No, he's good.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Not good.
Can you hear me?
Excellent. You're
listening. Yeah, and Coco was getting rave reviews. It's like that's the movie that all the parents were like, "You've got to watch it."
Coco is really, really good.
It's really important.
I think it's
cultural.
Ferdinand and Boss Baby got nominated.
Ferdinand and Boss Baby.
Boss Baby was funny. I watched Boss Baby with my kids.
Well, everybody shocked that Boss Baby even got the nomination for Best Animated Picture.
Alec Baldwin deserves an actor, an Oscar.
He deserves it to be an actor, yes.
He deserves to be an actor.
Yeah, he does.
If Coco wins, they should build a wall between the... No?
No, don't do that. I will say this.
Have Wally build the wall.
Did you guys, did you hear what, I mean,
the only reason
I know this is because John Cena did the voice of Ferdinand. Did you hear that the rumor is that John Cena is going to play Duke Nukem?
Yes.
Because the world has been wanting a Duke Nukem movie for years.
Put it this way. After seeing what they showed a preview of what Tila was going to be wearing in the Masters of the Universe movie, the He-Man movie.
Yeah.
And it looks like total garbage. It's like Bayified garbage. But if you had John Cena as Duke Nukem, that could be our He-Man, man. Because he'd just be like a greasy, blonde, muscle-bound dude.
You wouldn't be able to see him.
That's true. It's hard to see him.
Oh, man, you're ruined. I just can't see him.
When he's Prince Adam, he does this. Yeah. And then when he stops, he's He-Man now.
Yeah. John Cena should be He-Man. God damn.
Yeah, he should be, for sure.
He was fun. Like, the movie that turned it around from, like, this guy's an actor and I like him was Trainwreck. He was amazing in Trainwreck.
Yeah, he was good in Trainwreck, no doubt about it. I mean,
that's
yeah, the rest
Amy
of the movie.
I can't stand Jamie.
I like the movie. I enjoyed.
You can't stand John Cena? He's a wrestler.
I can't stand Amy Schumer. Not a fan. I don't think
why'd you look at me when you said that? I don't care.
I'm gonna look at her.
You look like I was going to defend her or something. I don't really care.
So, Aaron, really quick, anything else that we should know about the Oscars this year? Anything that you what do you think is your picks to win for Best Picture, Best Actor, and Best Actress this year?
That's hard because I got Dunkirk.
Movie A.
Three Billboards.
Movie
right.
B.
Fighting together. But Gary Oldman's no question.
Yeah, for sure. Darkest Hour was great.
Think him and Frances McDormand, probably no question.
I think Frances McDormand wins based on the, to be, I personally think that she's going to win because of the whole Me Too thing and the three billboards. That's what I think. Well, you have to see three billboards. You gotta watch three billboards.
Why do I have to?
Well, ask for man. I think he's watched it. I think.
Because there's not just two billboards.
There's three.
They did a third one? Nuts.
And Woody nuts. Harrelson got a nomination.
Woody Harrelson?
He got nominated.
He shouldn't have gotten one. Yeah, all
my
right,
ears perked up.
I thought you said Leslie Nielsen. I'm like, how did you, how do you pull that off?
Weekend at Bernie's, bro.
Oh, that's right.
The Weekend at Bernie's.
It was called From the Tales of the Police Squad, Three Billboards in Ebbing, Missouri. That's right.
I totally thought you said Leslie Nielsen right now. Like, not only is he not alive, but I didn't think I'd ever hear these words before.
I think each billboard should be a rebus of a funny phrase.
Oh, nice. Nice. So that's a pretty good. I think you're spot on. I think
supporting actor is a good race because it's Woody Harrelson and Sam Rockwell and Willem Dafoe.
Right.
Woody Harrelson.
I tell you
Woody
what,
Harrelson.
The way things are going, I
you've
think
you've never seen Willem Dafoe in a dress.
Oh, really?
Though.
You think Rockwell
yes,
will get
I have.
It?
Yeah, he did really well.
He was good in that movie
in
too,
person.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah. And his bachelor party.
I was like, "Hey, man, a mouth is a mouth."
You're talking about Boondock Saints.
Yes, of course.
That's
I
a beautiful movie.
No, it's about Spider-Man. Of course, I'm talking about Boondock Saints.
And Spider-Man.
That weird phase before he figured out he was going to be Green Goblin. Yeah. He was trying on dresses.
Let's go with
first.
The Goblin thing.
Before I move to the best supporting actress thing, I have to tell you that was quite an experience for me when I first watched the Boondock Saints.
It was great.
It's unsettling.
It is completely William kind of sort of.
I thought it was
not
great.
The trans part, just the Willem Dafoe
right.
in
so
a dress.
Attractive.
And right. you're just like,
so
yikes.
Sexy.
Yeah.
You're like,
he does not make a good looking chick at all.
And you know what,
I'll let him call me names and slap me in the face.
You know what wasn't unsettling about that? Is I lived in Boston and I've seen transgender people who look like Willem Dafoe. So I was
maybe
like,
it was
yeah.
Willem Dafoe.
That's just representation.
You just saw Willem Dafoe
that
being methody.
I was like,
trying it out before he did the movie. Yes, that's right. What you saw.
That would be amazing if that's what I saw.
Nice. All right, Aaron, last but not least, best supporting actress. What do you think? Or was it actor or actress?
It's a lady.
I've only seen Shape of Water, so I can't really.
So that one wins.
I have a feeling that Shape
but
of
Sally
Water.
Sally Hawkins, that's the one, right?
I think Shape of Water is one of those 13 nominations this year. I think it has to do a lot with a lot of just Guillermo del Toro's work that doesn't.
I don't
get
know. I got.
I'll tell
recognized.
You what about that movie deserves attention is the makeup and the set design and the attention to detail of everything, but the story is incredibly basic.
Yeah.
Very predictable. Very
not
like
how the kids say basic.
Oh,
like literally basic.
Yeah,
it's basic AF.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the name of the podcast.
Because nice. The Nerdwatch
stop naming
is basic AF. AF.
Yeah, basic.
Well,
AF.
We're hashtag basic AF.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I mean, you're watching it, kind of knowing the beats that happen in a love story like this or whatever,
and, right?
You know.
Do you think that there's a movie, Aaron, before we get off the Oscars, do you think there's a movie that should have been nominated that wasn't in any category?
Hell yeah, I have one of those.
Wait, let's talk about
Format.
The movie. Yeah.
He's also a...
no, because I watched it with him and
Hawaii
I was blown
Society.
Away.
What was it?
Lupin the Third, it's movie 3, The Blood Spray of Goemon Ishikawa.
Did you... I wanted to see
that.
That
came out in 2017.
Was it good?
I wish
incredible.
I had seen it. Before we send out the nominations for the Hawaii Film Critics Society, because that would have been top choice all the way.
Really?
It's an hour-long animated feature. You can catch it on YouTube.
I think that that's the reason why it can't get nominated, because it's not motion
picture
length.
It was theatrically released in Japan.
No,
so
no,
that would have qualified.
I agree with you, but the thing is that you have to reach a certain length. I think it's like 76 minutes or something like that.
Oh, it's an hour.
Right. If it's an hour, it doesn't count if it's in theaters.
No, I think it is an hour and a half.
Is it an hour and a half?
I watched it. It's just an hour.
Yeah, maybe that's why it didn't get any recognition, because when it's an hour, it doesn't count as a quote-unquote feature length. So who knows?
Yeah,
anyway.
But we're nominating like documentaries that are well below the hour. So how is that any different?
Because documentary shorts, and then there's full-length documentaries. There's documentary shorts, and then there's animated shorts, and then there's full-length animation animated features. So that's
well, whatever.
Just
what
watch
it's worth.
It
totally blows
it
anything
was amazing,
out.
Yeah.
Coco ain't squat. That's the blood spray of Goemon Ishikawa.
All right, I'll check it out. Lupin
Screw
the Third.
Screw Coco.
What about you on your list of what got snubbed that you'd like to have seen?
Florida Project is one.
You really like that movie. That's Willem Dafoe's. Willem Dafoe got nominated for that.
Yeah. Is he wearing a dress in that movie?
No.
Then I don't want to watch it.
We're going to have to pixelate that now.
Yeah, we are.
Probably Molly's Game.
It doesn't show
that,
anything.
I think that that if there's if there's
but
one,
you can't see
they're wearing
if
wigs.
If there is one thing that did not get nominated, I thought would have. It is Molly's Game and Jessica Chastain.
I think Idris Elba deserves supporting.
Something. Yeah, I agree. If you've not seen Molly's Game, ladies and gentlemen, you need to. It's fantastic. It is worth.
Wait, who directed that?
Aaron Sorkin.
What has that guy ever done?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing, really. He just writes
Didn't
really
he
great.
Do Men in Black?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got that wrong.
No, no, no. Men in Black.
Let's stick
Aaron
with that.
Sorkin.
Aaron Sorkin did Men in Black. Let's stick with that.
Who did Men in Black?
Barry Sonnenfeld.
It was Will Smith.
But
Will Smith.
It's the same guy. Yeah, it's the same guy.
Yeah, they were all getting jiggy with him. Man.
Aaron Sorkin is the guy who is the creator of The West Wing. He is also the.
I see.
He's also the writer of the
Good Men.
The Social Network.
You ever seen married to the co-star of America's Funniest People?
Yes, he is.
What?
No, he's not. I'm just messing with you, man. No.
Because her name was Arlene Sorkin.
Arlene Sorkin. No, it's not. They're, I don't think there's any relation
at
all.
Was Arlene Sorkin the voice of Harley Quinn?
Yeah.
Yes.
She was.
She was the original.
No, she's the original, yeah.
She's
yeah.
The original.
So she should be married to Aaron Sorkin.
Well.
They're cousins.
They're famous.
It's possible. Well, Aaron, thank you for your expertise in the
Oscar
out. Field. Appreciate it. Stick around. We got some more stuff to talk about.
You didn't ask me about my Oscar picks.
What about your Oscar picks, Todd?
No, I don't want to ask you at all.
Wonder
Let
Woman.
Us know.
There is a couple of stories that I wanted
to talk
about.
What are you pointing me for? I don't know what you're
because,
going for.
You're full of stories.
You're reminding me of those stories.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, they're those.
It's your
stories.
It's your hair. It's so.
Salty. Stop trying to touch my hand, man. I'm not into this.
I'm sorry. I was sorry. I got distracted.
You're all like
no.
I was thinking about you the other day.
Yeah, I was. I totally was.
You reminded me of something.
I totally was.
How I feel about you.
I actually. Unfortunately, I forgot. There was another.
Was it about those wigs I showed you?
No, it was not about that at all. You crazy.
Just checking.
You crazy guy. No, it wasn't. But I didn't want to talk about that this week was two movies.
Just make something up at this point.
No. There were two movies that came out this week that didn't get a chance to see. I don't know if anybody of you guys saw 12 Strong came out. What was the other one, Aaron?
Den of Thieves.
Den of Thieves.
Everybody's talking big about Den of Thieves. Like,
that's what
great.
I said.
Yeah,
did you like it? Did you like it?
One hell of a movie.
Really?
But Sweet. It's a complete, utter ripoff of Heat.
Nice. All right, I'm down. Gerard Butler's in it. I'm down.
50 Cent's Tour de Force.
Yeah.
I'm down.
What?
Yeah, honestly, this is Gerard Butler's best role.
Sorry.
Like, really? Not even Machine Gun Preacher? I like Machine Gun Preacher.
Yeah, this one fits him really, really
well. All right, I'll check it out.
I only watch good movies.
This is Sparta.
Yeah. Did you watch anything this week? Did you watch anything at all?
I don't think so, no.
I saw Marathon Man.
Dustin Hoffman?
Yeah.
Shut your face. Did you really?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
It's overrated.
You are so full of crap, Todd. Shut your face.
I mean,
you can leave now.
I appreciate it for the verisimilitude of the thing, but
Mr.
I don't...
Mr. Verisimilitude, shut your...
You didn't even say it right.
No, it's verisimilitude.
That's what? Isn't that what I said?
No,
you said it right. He said it weird.
That's okay.
I think you said it.
Right. Both sound weird saying it because you don't.
Because that's not words that you guys say.
Right.
So,
what? Are you serious when you say it's overrated?
A little bit.
Wow.
It was good, but it wasn't great.
Wow, you're crazy.
It's worth the line.
I watched.
The movie's incredible.
End of the effing world.
Oh, that was on Netflix.
Yeah,
oh,
anybody else watch that?
Big ups to Night Darling, who's in the house. How you doing, Night Darling?
She's not here.
She left. She's not here?
No,
she
she's in the
she
chat. Oh, did she leave? She's watching.
No,
she's watching.
Not
I didn't know she left her
Who? What?
Yes.
End of the Effing World?
There
was six episodes?
Yeah, it was good.
You watched them all?
Yeah. There's something else I watched on streaming, and I can't think of what it was.
I tell you what, I am in such awe of what Netflix has been putting out.
There's some really good stuff that...
I've been watching
Solid.
A lot of really old, good movies because of the Nerd Watch.
Fantastic. I'm glad you have been educating yourself, Todd.
But they're only movies that he already talks about.
Mm. No, I've never seen Marathon Man before, and I was like, I'm going to watch this so I can talk down about it. No, I mean, I'm sure it was great for its time, but I don't think that, like, I think that if you released it now, or if you tried to remake it, and it wouldn't work. I don't think there's an audience for it.
Here's the magic of watching older films, and this is how I do it when I watch them.
With your eyes.
Right. No. What
you
I do
shut
is,
up and stop being so judgy.
What I do is I try and place myself in that era. And what you realize is that
you're right. I did hear a disco beat in the back of my head.
That's what I'm saying. So you kind of
put
yourself
bottoms on.
If you put yourself in that era, you need to watch another film called The Parallax View with Warren Beatty.
Isn't that the Green Lantern movie?
That was the Green Lantern movie.
That was the Green Lantern movie. Ironically
totally.
Enough, yes. Did you watch The Parallax View, Aaron?
I have not.
Great movie. You should watch it.
Shouldn't have used Parallax.
Well,
in that movie.
I'm going to watch that next. But one of the movies that I did see recently that. I also maybe even liked a little bit better was Three Nights of the Condor.
Oh. I love Three Nights of the Condor. Robert Redford,
yeah,
Max von Sydow.
Yeah, one's pretty good.
Three Days of the Condor.
I just
awesome.
Did an article on that movie because I watched it about a week ago.
Was it the
ago.
First time yeah. you watched it?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I watched that when I was a kid, and I was like, because I was like, my dad wanted me to watch it, and he's like, you got to watch this movie. And I was like, maybe like 12, probably 13. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't want to watch this. Dude, I sat down. This movie's awesome. Like,
ooh.
That's
you just
movie.
Brought up the other one I watched.
What?
Dwayne Acoba brought up the animated Godzilla.
Yes.
Incredible. I watched the first episode.
Part one.
I haven't finished it yet. It's pretty long.
Yeah, it's an hour and a half.
Oh, it's a movie.
Yeah, it's a
movie.
No.
I thought it was episodes.
It's a movie in two parts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
I
almost
like
done
it.
With the first part. You didn't like it?
No.
I thought the plot was awesome.
I was
a Godzilla guy to begin with. So I'm like, the sci-fi aspect of why they had to leave Earth and the fact that Godzilla
I couldn't get
still
into it because Format was talking trash the whole time.
I like watching stuff with Format because, you know, when you're, you know, you can talk that kind of nerdy trash.
Well, here's, like I said, what I like about Netflix and streaming is that you can catch up with newer things on Netflix, and you can catch up with the older stuff like Todd's doing. And like I said,
it's like the plot of Wall-E, except they didn't get fat.
Getting back to your 3 days of the Condor, that falls right in line with all of those paranoid conspiracy thrillers from the 70s. And that is like that's one of the movies that hits the high bar when it comes to those films, and that 3 Days of Condor is amazing.
It's not a typical movie for Sidney Pollack.
No,
which is
not at all, not at all. By the way, Sidney Pollack is the director of the film.
I always thought it was Pollack.
He once ate a Twix bar in front of a convenience store.
What is it, Todd?
Jesus.
No, never mind.
All right, cool. All right, so I don't know if anybody had a chance since we're talking about Netflix. Did anybody see the trailer for Altered Carbon?
No.
Holy cow. No. You need to look
Altered
at it.
Altered Carbon?
Yeah, it's
look
supposed
it
to be like a high-tech sci-fi.
Right.
It's another Joel Kinnaman movie where they're going to try and make him a
make
star
Make him a star. Yes, it is.
He's a really good actor, though.
But to be fair,
but that's
it looks
the funny
good.
Part. Him and Jai Courtney are the same guy, except one's good.
Oh, yeah.
Because
no, never
they're constantly
mind.
In stuff,
is
but they never crack with people, ever.
Yeah.
Who's the other one, man?
No one has ever said, oh, man, Joel Kinnaman.
Who was he?
No one has ever done
Joel
that.
Joel Kinnaman is Rick Flagg in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And he was RoboCop.
And he was
great at everything.
He's RoboCop.
He's actually not bad as RoboCop either, but
RoboCop news, did you guys see that?
I did.
They're ignoring the reboot
and doing a straight
and
sequel.
And doing a continuity sequel,
yep.
RoboCop 4.
I'm not going to lie, though. I don't think that's going to cross the finish line.
Peter Weller's
all.
Coming back.
I think the writers are talking
it.
About it, but I really don't think
so
it's going to end up working. I wanted to work out, too, but I really don't think it's going to.
Because everybody.
Drop it.
Everybody
drop it.
Wants to talk smack about
Dead
2.
Dead or Alive, you're coming with me.
Everybody wants to talk crap about RoboCop 2 or 3 or whatever.
Garbage.
I actually liked 2.
I loved all 3 of them, but. It's like as soon as the reboot came out, they're like, "Oh, please give us those again."
Yeah,
like
I think so.
They realized they're
the
all.
The remake is actually not that bad.
It's a good action movie.
It is.
Not
it's
a
not
good
that bad. I like
it's
it.
It's a bad RoboCop movie.
Has anybody seen the Canadian TV movies of RoboCop?
No, I heard those are awful.
Oh, they're awful.
There is
but they're
a
good.
Black cop.
They're good though.
They make him RoboCop too,
and they just keep shooting at
and
him.
And he's in a black version of the RoboCop suit.
It's not. Pretty awesome.
Not
no,
even kidding.
It's pretty awesome.
What? He's in a black version of the RoboCop suit because he's a black guy.
That's yeah. racist.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
And the guy that's in the RoboCop suit is clearly too short to be in the suit because his hip joints come up to like here. Because you know where his legs start?
Yeah, they have to open up for the gun,
it's
though.
Like all the way up here on him. So you could tell that like they use probably older suits and they put a guy that's way too short to be in there. And you could borderline almost see his real leg
it's
in there
pretty
sometimes.
It's pretty interesting. You gotta,
they're
you
actually
gotta
not... I mean, if you...
Prime directive.
If you enjoy them for the schlock they are,
yes.
It's actually
well,
not that bad.
That's kind of why yeah. I didn't watch Xena or Hercules or Stargate Atlantis.
Those were awesome shows.
None of the production values would match up to...
I'll tell you one that was disappointing.
And I know they're awesome shows.
Was Spartacus on the same line
Spartacus?
As Xena? I didn't like Spartacus.
Screw Spartacus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't like that movie at all. Or not that movie. Sorry.
Awesome Spartacus
series.
Is no Hercules.
It's true.
Kevin no, Sorbo.
I love Kevin Sorbo. He's the man.
I really like Joel Kinnaman in the Killing.
The Killing. Why
do
I know
the
everything
name I see him in. To be completely honest with you.
Any of the stuff that he was, in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. He played Krister.
Right. Captain Boomerang.
He played Krister.
I am shocked that there is still no American sequel to Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
It's always going to be the same dude.
They're making one right now.
Oh, are
they? Fede Alvarez is making it.
Oh, yeah. Is Fede Alvarez making it?
Yeah, Fede Alvarez is making the next one.
All right, I'm down. I'm down.
And it's not tied to the latter two books. I think it's more about the after the trilogy books.
Oh, okay.
I think they're completely ignoring the David Fincher one. They're just going to go with new stories.
By the way, watch the
is
originals.
This the
they're awesome.
Tattoo one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Fede Alvarez. I don't know if he's already making it, but I know he's going to be.
If you watch the original versions, they're fantastic, but they are pretty gruesome.
Original versions? Aren't these new books and movies?
No.
There's the Swedish versions.
The Swedish versions are fantastic.
That's the one where Noomi Rapace came from.
Yeah, that's why we all know Noomi Rapace is because she is the girl.
Sure, that's
the
why
Dragon.
I also know Noomi Rapace.
Also, going back to Marathon Man, I think that Michael. I think that.
What
I,
did you Google?
Yeah,
to
exactly.
Give you more information.
Shut up, Todd.
Yeah, why don't you read us a BuzzFeed article?
No, I'm just
Todd.
I was looking. I'm sorry. I found Aliens, and I was like, "Oh yeah, Laurence Olivier looks a lot like Michael Fassbender." I'm sorry. That's. I was just flipping through my phone.
Well, we're glad you got that out.
You saw everything for that.
I'm sorry, but don't you think though?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Thanks, Todd. You're great. Listen, before we get out of here,
don't
we got a couple
that.
More minutes left. This week we have in the movie theaters the third and final Maze Runner movie, The Death Cure, is coming out.
It's, woo! Everybody was waiting for that.
There are six people excited about that.
Ironic, you guys.
How did they make a second one? And now there's.
You guys
that
mock
movie's
it,
hot fire,
but it was hot fire, and people enjoyed those the other two movies.
That's
this
why
is the one
that's why it's coming out in January, right?
They're like, are they ever going to get out of that stinking maze?
Dylan O'Brien was
Dylan McDermott's in this movie.
Yeah. Huh?
Dylan McDermott's in this
Dylan
movie.
Dylan O'Brien.
Oh.
To stop running.
Yeah. So
open the maze.
Yeah. So Maze Runner. Before you mock it, you guys should watch the first two Maze Runners. They're actually really good, and I think they're on Netflix, aren't they?
It's a maze. So.
No, they're not. I don't think
run!
So.
Go watch the Maze Runner. They're good. They're good. It's
don't
good.
Stop
I'm going on Thursday. So. Are you going on Thursday?
Yeah. Yeah. Son of a maze! It's a maze! I offered myself up as tribute.
Tribute. Hey, format, you playing anything that anybody should be looking for?
No, because then I'd have competition.
That's a good point. Yeah, I've been playing.
No, not really.
Really.
Just wowing it up, trying to get a feel for the game again. Since Battle for Azeroth is around the corner.
Cool.
Are you done with Metal Slug?
Oh, Metal Saga.
Metal Saga.
No. I fire it up every now and then, but there's so much to do
the movie,
in the shop.
The RPG that you play, ironically, because you
a,
obviously
there's
made
a cool
it.
Game that came to Switch that's super hard
so
but really
terrible.
Good called The Darkest Dungeon. If you have not had a chance to play it, Darkest
Ooh,
Dungeon on the Switch.
I watched
really good.
Dungeon.
Darkest Dungeon.
Footage from E3.
A they black did screen?
A. Yeah. They did a beta of the new Yoshi game for Switch, which looks incredible.
Oh, I can't.
They
wait.
Should have done the Mario in that style. It's we'll, basically like a Paper Mario style Yoshi.
We'll
game.
See. I can't wait.
It looks
I'm
good.
Just
it's
doing whatever I can to stay away from VR chat.
Yeah, right.
Monster Hunter World.
Monster
Aaron
Hunter
Nakahara,
World comes out tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Aaron Nakahara will be getting Fields of Illyria cards in the shops
Friday.
Pretty soon, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll be able to do sealed
fantastic.
Drafts for
Fields hey, Aaron Nakahara, awesome. Can I ask you a favor since you're in the chat? When you play it, can you give us the lowdown on it and maybe give us a little mini review once you start playing it? Because I am on the fence about getting it. I don't know if I want to yet. So if you could. What? Monster Hunter World.
You know,
oh,
ask,
I thought you were talking about Fields of Valeria.
You shouldn't.
We're just gonna talk it up.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't ask somebody who's like an eager fan.
Yeah,
away.
He's
true,
huge.
He's like
point.
Yeah, he's ready to explode for Monster Hunter.
He got cocaine from Monster Hunter.
I guess it's a good point.
That's like asking Aligo his opinion of Infinity War is going to be.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You might as well get his review of it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, don't ask me now because it's going to be the same as at the end. And
by the way,
actually, let's just do it. What's your review of Infinity
War? No, we don't have time.
And then we'll see if it lines up with when it comes out.
One of the greatest Marvel movies ever.
I don't know who posted it on our...
I didn't like the CG on Thanos, but...
I don't know who posted it, but we have 100 days till Infinity War. I don't remember who posted it, so...
Marvel did, you dummy.
Oh,
Marvel
did. They posted a little teaser. So good.
Nice. Well, listen, we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a raucous show this hour. Of course, you can follow us on Facebook at Facebook.com.
We actually talked about comics today.
Nerdwatch. What? You can follow us on Twitter at Nerdwatch Nation, Instagram at the_Nerdwatch. Also, you can listen to the show at Audio Boom and on iTunes and on Stitcher as well. And, of course, you can find us here.
You can watch old shows on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube
as
well.
How come you don't advertise the Maui Watch app?
Oh, that's right. The Maui Watch app also can get gets all of the...
Maui Watch is your daddy.
Yeah. Maui Watch, you can get all of our episodes on Maui Watch as well, so check that out.
Also, the Righteous Roger radio show.
Yeah, Righteous Roger radio show, yes, which is off the chain. I love that show. It's the only time I listen to reggae.
What?
So check that out as well.
What just happened?
Yeah,
you turned into a rap.
Aaron, before we get out of here, where can we find you and all of your reviews, sir?
Expecting a booyakasha.
My movie Instagram, Now This Is Entertainment, or my Facebook page, Aaron Medeiros, which is this movie and personal stuff.
So nice.
Aaron with one
Aaron,
A.
Yeah,
Aaron
with
an
A.
This guy is a freak of nature.
Yeah, yeah.
Aaron with one A.
And just say Aaron.
Aaron. Yeah. Ironically enough, the personal stuff is actually more entertaining than the movie stuff. Not just messing
with
you.
Wink.
Wink.
Really be sure to dig deep in there. All you Facebook
you
creepers.
You know how to do the social medias better than me, my friend. You did a good job.
Make
anyway,
sure to friend him and then go through all of his old posts.
Yes, do so.
All the way to the past.
He's pretty.
Dig up some deep, dark stuff.
He's really
dig, dig up some blackmail material.
Right? He's really
stuff he forgets is there.
Hey, listen, before we go, do
so
you want to come back
Aaron
next week?
If Aaron ever becomes something,
sure do.
All right, good. Glad to hear it. All right, well, listen, we're out of time.
Todd,
so
you didn't scare him off. What's wrong?
Did I show you the wigs?
So, we're out of time for Gannon.
It's like you want him here.
For Format, for Todd, for Daddy Leaks. Woo. I, of course, am G-Money. So until next week, peace out.
Kai,
much love.
Swan.
And Kai and Swan, of course, until next time. Peace
Joy.
Out. Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We'll be right back here. Same nerd time, same nerd channel. Next week, right here at Molly Comics and Collectibles. And until then, aloha. Woo! Basic AF. Woo!
Please, let's not name it that.
No, I can't. Oh, man.